second, Timothy. 1, 2, 3, 4.
They say prisoners need some company. Please get Mark and come to me. Stand Brad Timothy. Frustrated, incarcerated. I know death pursues me. I might rest at the brink. I know what awaits. You see, would you come here and visit me? I do wish that you would come to Italy.
Apologetics with an X is in your ears for another week, and we thank you for listening. We being Jay Jackson, the lead singer and lyricist for that Christian parody band Apologetics, and yours truly, Jerry Q. And here's Jay.
Hey, Jerry, it's great to be back with you. It's great to be back with you listeners. You guys have been surviving with Remnants from the Vault, so we got a brand new show for you today and a couple brand new songs, too. But we started off today with one we put out a couple years ago. It was a parody of Misery by Soul Asylum. That was a number one mainstream rock hit for them back in the 90s. Ours is called Timothy, And it's actually about 2 Timothy. I have some friends, they had a son named Timothy, and so the father's name was Timothy, so they called him 1 Timothy. They called their son 2 Timothy. But this song, Timothy, is actually about the letter to 2 Timothy. It's, most people believe that that's Paul's final epistle, and he talks about his impending departure, as in departing this world. And so that's what that song is about. And the next song is about the same topic. It's from a different era, though. It's we're going to lead off this next set with a song called Time for Me to Die. It's, again, about Paul and 2 Timothy talking to Timothy. And it covers some different aspects of the story. It's a parody of Time for Me to Fly by REO Speedwagon. And this whole set is actually REO Speedwagon parodies. The next song is a song called Keep On Loving Ruth. It's a parody of Keep On Loving You, their first number one hit. And it's from the perspective of Boaz, Ruth's husband. And then we have a song called Can't Fight This Kneeling, a parody of Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon also, their second number one hit. And the final one in this particular set is called Roll Never Changes. It's a parody of their song Roll With the Changes. It talks about the fact that Jesus is our high priest, and he will always be our high priest. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And because he doesn't change, we can always count on him to be there for us.
They got me sealed up and locked away in a room here in prison, feeling the misery. But you can please face it, oh, I may not last if you wait to try. I believe it's time for me to die. It out. The rest of them had their doubts. Demas, he was really in love. Oh, with the word so he chose to run to the free that Salonians. 'Cause true believers
something written. She could have been known as a Moabite boy's lady, but she switched religions. The place we met, I can never forget. A stretch of land, sand in my dad.
But I'm getting by. the world has different values. I've been wandering around and searching for a sign.
us holy.
Got to keep us
holy.
Oh, he sought you and he fought you, but you got to turn to God.
You've got an impressive list of songs out there, Jay. It's probably, close to 800 songs by right now?
Yeah, it's over 800 now. It's not to 900 yet, but we are between 800 and 900 now. Yep.
Well, how might our friends latch on to a few of those, or for the more adventurous, binge listen with the entire set of your parodies?
Sure, if they just remember the name of the show, Apologetics with an X. Just put a .com after that. No, just make sure you spell our name. It's apologetics.com. Just make sure you spell it with an X. Like the show says, not with a CS on the end. And that's the best way to do it. You can also follow us on Facebook. Just remember to spell it, Apologetics with an X. You can also get our music other places like iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon MP3. But the place to get everything is apologetics.com. That's Apologetics with an X. And you'll hear songs like this brand new one, another REO Speedwagon parody. A top five hit for them, the follow-up to Keep On Loving You, was a song called Take It On The Run. This is Take It From The One, and it's from the perspective of a guy named Theophilus. There are different theories about who Theophilus was. He was the recipient of the letters, the books that Luke wrote, the Gospel according to Luke, and the book of the Acts of the Apostles. His name means, a lover of God, but people believe that he was a real person, probably an official, a Gentile official, although there are some other theories about that he might have been Paul's lawyer in Rome, or he might have been, there's two different rabbis within that time span that had the name Theophilus in their name. But anyway, this is from his perspective. It's called Take It From The Run. It's a parody of, or Take It From The One. It's a parody of Take It On The Run. And since we're on the topic of Luke, I thought the next song we'd do would be Calling Dr. Luke. It's a parody of Calling Dr. Love from the perspective of Luke as sung by Kiss. And since Luke wrote Acts, we did a song and the next in the set called Amazing Acts. That's a parody of Maniac by Michael Sambello from the movie Flashdance, which was filmed in the town in which I live, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And not to be outdone, as a gospel writer, we have Matthew telling his story in the song Matthew 9, a parody of I Feel Fine by the Beatles.
Heard it from my friend Luke. Heard it from his friends who served the Lord enough to prove the message was sound. He said truth was important.
it's out there if we read it. They talk to you about this brand new king that they found. But I know who made the book. The doctor's creepy, said the story is good. And the man won't tolerate telling lies. So I'm telling you, babe, that I'm in sync with Lou. Kids, eat this advice. You take it from the ones, baby, who actually really saw them daily. And life won't run you aground. Why not believe it? Stop for a minute. The one that's a dumb. Trusting wise guys, you're putting up with men who lie. You say you wanna know them, but you won't say when. But I can feel them coming, so believe them, I keep running. You read that and look back again. You take it from the ones, baby, who actually really saw them daily.
Can end if you let Jesus in. He'll make you new. They call me
Dr. Love.
They call me Dr. Love.
Dr. Love.
I got the cure right in the bug.
Thank you. Jesus took the lead. He told me, Matthew, follow me. You know I did so. Find his lovely words in Matthew 9. Jesus sits in my own home. He tells me not to dine alone. Says, let's go. I've been lost and hurt till Matthew 9. I'm so bad, but Jesus didn't care. He showed that he still has love to spare. And it makes me cry and sing, you know, and write some Bible things, you know, I did so. See his love for me in Matthew 9. Jesus is divine, you know. He helps me all the time, you know. It's just so. I met Christ at first in Matthew 9. I'm so glad my freak flag's been unfurled. He's so rad. We're telling all the world the amazing kind of things, you know. To buy the King of Kings, you know, he did so. Read that stuff with me in Matthew 9. Read that stuff with me in Matthew 9.
Jay, I understand you have an online Bible study and a place online to keep up with what the band is up to. Tell me about that.
Sure thing, Jerry. Well, yeah, I started reading the Bible I started reading it in 1987, and God kind of waylaid. I wasn't a full believer yet. I was interested in the Bible, but I gave up. And then in early 1988, God did something dramatic in my life. I became a born-again Christian, and I started reading it, and it was like a whole different book to me. And I read it cover to cover, and I liked it so much, I read it over and over and over and over and over and over, and never stopped. I don't think I've missed a day since, and this doesn't make me any greater than anybody else. It's just because I'm as needy as there anybody is, and I need to read it every day. So I try to read it at least the whole way through, at least once a year. And I started doing it, made my own plan a number of years ago, and somebody suggested I should start sharing that in the newsletter. So we started doing that, I don't know, 7 years ago or so, and a lot of people read along with us. And currently we're just finishing up Second Chronicles, going into Ezra. That's what we do. So people can follow that and go to our website, Apologetics with an X. It's apologetics.com. Make sure you spell it with an X. Get our newsletter there and give weekly info. In addition to the Bible reading, it'll tell you about upcoming singles. The weekend before a single, we'll always give clues so people can figure it out. There's some Apologetics fan sites out there. Out there too, including Apologetics Fans United, and those fans like to look at the clues that we send and try and figure them out together. So, kind of a whole community there. So that's kind of neat. So that's one of the ways that they can keep up to date with us. Probably the best way. And this next set, we're going to start with a song from Acts chapter 17, and that's about the Bereans when Paul went to see the Bereans, and it's called "I Saw the Answer There." And it's a parody of I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles. And then we're going to go to the next part of Acts chapter 17. And it's when Paul went to meet with the Athenians in Athens, And it's a song called The Wake Up Song. It's a brand new parody of the Breakup Song by Greg Kinn Band. A lot of people don't know it by that title. But once you hear it, you'll probably recognize it if you were alive back in the early 80s. And then we're going to do another parody by Greg Kinn Band, their big hit Jeopardy, a number two hit for them in 1983. And ours is called Bethany. It's about the death of Lazarus from the perspective of his sister. And then we have another song about the death of Lazarus from the perspective of his sister. Not really the death of Lazarus so much as the resurrection of Lazarus. And it's called Lazzy Lay. It's a parody of Maggie May by Mr. Rod Stewart, or Sir Rod Stewart, I guess he is now.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 17, but there's enough aspirins. And I checked the book each day when Paul was there. So now all of them are our brothers. Whoa, 'cause they saw the answer there. 1 Peter 3:15 says I should be ready for the ones who call on us to share. We should defend truth with honor. Well, you start that book with a heart that looks and an open and defiant. Oh, we can't prove what's right if we don't know what's inside. So before too long, you'd better learn the word. So now is your chance.
Oh, you, but you could not be found. It's sad but true, though I believe in you. Our brother's in the crowd. Well, you can take six vats of water and change it into wedding wine. But since you liked him, from being alone. We rolled the stone, and now we're where the
your brother, but something must have happened. He's 4 days late. Tried to tell him that you're dead, and then the Lordy only shakes his head. Oh, lassie, I couldn't have tried anymore. He said, roll away the stone, 'cause he didn't want to see you gone. I don't know how, but I trust him anyway. That you will be a living when it calls for you. They finally got the rock and roll back. They're helping you unwrap. Oh, lassie, I thought I'd never see your face. He made a faithless fool out of me, 'cause you're alive as any fool can see. You look so good, I can't believe you ever died.
Tell your friends about Apologetics with an X. You know you can listen live 7 Central on Saturday or Sunday night, or 11 Monday morning on our flagship station, Angel 95 FM, which can be found at angel95fm.com, or load the radio.net app on your phone and list KHCA, that's KHCA, as your favorite radio station on that app. We also have a full year of weekly apologetic shows. And that's online at angel95fm.com.
That's right. Tell your ma, tell your pa, tell your relatives in Arkansas. But you're hearing this one from Kansas. Never did understand why one's pronounced Arkansas and the other one's pronounced Kansas.
Yeah, we have the Arkansas River in Kansas. It's the Arkansas River everywhere else. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they don't call you guys Kansas, though.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
But, so we're going to finish today with another Rod Stewart song, but this is when he's with the group Faces. Most people call them The Faces. I guess technically the group's name is Faces, though. And it's a parody of their big hit, really their only U.S. hit, Stay With Me. And it's called Stay Deceased. Now, we're not talking that we want you to stay deceased. It's saying that the Bible says we will not stay deceased, as certain people who come and knock on your door with a couple magazines try and teach you. So there we are. But it's been great. And it's great to be live and not be deceased. Be live with you, Jerry, and be live with you listeners.
Amen. We'll be right back. listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.